And now it's time for Spring Fever with the Twins with Neil Roberts from Fort Myers, Florida.
It's been a buzz for several weeks for baseball fans across the country, and especially Twins fans. Joe Mauer becomes a first ballot Hall of Famer. Joining us is a guy that had a bird's eye view of Joe throughout his career, former Major League Baseball umpire Gary Cederstrom. And Gary, the first time you saw him, say, behind the plate, what were your thoughts?
He shows up and I go, oh, wow, this guy's bigger than I am. He's up there Carlton Fisk size, and they have to work a little bit harder to give us a good shot. Oh, Joe, he always gave us a good shot, crack you up once in a while. He was a soft-spoken guy, wasn't real talkative, yep. But he was pleasant to talk to. And, of course, he liked to bust on his buddy Morneau, but they seemed to be pretty good buds, those two.
How about coming out of the chute first time you saw him with that gun? I know he turned on a Florida State scholarship to be quarterback there out of high school.
Yes, he did. He covered all aspects as a catcher. He could run faster than most, and definitely had a rifle for an arm. And I guess we all know he can hit.
We'll talk Joe's hitting when we come back.
Experience your island-inspired home away from home at Compass by Margaritaville Hotel Naples. An all-suite paradise capturing the essence of laid-back luxury. Perfect for sun-seeking adventurers who love to check in and chill out. Enjoy unmatched convenience and comfort along with deluxe amenities. Immerse yourself in the Margaritaville state of mind and step into your Southwest Floridian escape at Compass Hotel Naples. Your perfect retreat. Visit MargaritavilleResorts.com.
Cattle producers, March 28th at 1 p.m. is the annual Glasso Angus Bull Sale at Sitting Bull Livestock. Featuring calving ease, carcass merit, and superior production performance, these bulls earned breed-leading EPDs and 205-day weights. Sons of Resilient, Tahoe, Magnify, Shamrock, Resource, and Glasso sires sell. They are tested for fertility, parentage, and genetics prior to sale day. Check out GlassoAngus.com or DV Auction. Be there Thursday, March 28th at 1 p.m.
And we're back with former Major League Baseball umpire Gary Cederstrom. And Gary, something maybe an umpire could appreciate. I know he had a really good eye at the plate, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Yeah. But the thing is, when he swung, he made contact. Couldn't tell you how many times he struck out, but I don't think he was real high in the strikeout category. It was just like, wow, how's that guy that big stay that smooth hitting the ball?
Would that ever get in your head thinking, well, this guy's got a pretty good eye. That was really close. But for you, I'm sure it's instinctive, right? If it's a strike, if it's a strike.
Yes, but when you did call one a strike, and Joe Goat, you just kind of give you that little look, like, you see all okay, bud?
Well, good stuff, Gary. Hey, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it. Again, that's former Major League Baseball umpire Gary Cederstrom on Spring Fever Baseball. That'll do it for this edition. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Spring Fever Baseball, brought to you in part by the Glasso Angus Bull Sale, by Compass by Margaritaville at Hotel Naples, and by Nervous Nellies on Fort Myers Beach.